Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project. Welcome back to Programming in Tongues. I'm Joel, sometimes known as Mr. Klingon, and you found the place where we use computers to look at, learn, and try to manipulate alien languages found in science fiction and fantasy. Got a short show today, and just a couple things to talk about. The background music is a piece that's called Cassini's Theme. That's by Don M. It comes from GarageBand. There's links at the end of the show notes. The topic for tonight is creating a language, and specifically my thought or topic or project for this week was to try to create a language for the Kilik. The Kilik are a race of, well, actually a group of races of insect-like creatures that are found in Star Wars. You'll see the on the show notes some pictures of the covers of a current trilogy. It's called the Dark Nest Trilogy. It is, I don't know how much of a Star Wars geek you are, but it is in the New Jedi era. Actually, it's after the New Jedi Order series, so it is the most contemporary or the latest piece of Star Wars history so far that we're talking about. It deals with the Kilik race and different problems that are too complicated to get into, but one of the things I noticed as I was reading the story was there was an interesting language. The Kilik, when they were presented as speaking at all, spoke in a language that was composed of only three letters, B, R, and U. And it got me thinking about how you would create a language. Now, what I am doing with this is obviously not canonical in any sense in the Star Wars world, but I began to wonder how I might take this language or this rudiments of a language, and I mean, would it work? Could you construct a vocabulary that would be at all useful using these words? And before I explain how I did it, let's hear the Babel text, the Genesis 11 passage, as I rendered it in my version of Kilik. All earth, one language, one tongue. In wandering from the east, they came to flat country in Shinar, there their living place. They said, let us make bricks. They hid bricks for stones, putting them together with sticky earth. They said, let us make a town, and a tower whose top is high as heaven. Let us make a great name for ourselves, so that we may not be wanderers over the earth. The Lord came down to see the town and the tower which the children of men were building. The Lord said, they are all one people, and have all one language, and this is only the start of what they may do. And now it will not be possible to keep them from any purpose of theirs. Let us go down and take away the sense of their language, so they will not be able to make themselves clear to one another. The Lord God sent them away into every part of the earth, and they gave up building their town. So it was named Babel, because there the Lord took away the sense of all languages, and from there the Lord sent them away over all the face of the earth. Now, what did I do? I began with what's called the Genesis account, or the Genesis 11 account of the Tower of Babel. This has been used in the Babel Project, which you can find. I've mentioned it before in earlier podcasts, but it's a very nice, simple text from the Bible. It talks about the origin of language, at least according to the scriptures. And I started with that from the Bible in Basic English. That's the reduced, simplified grammar Bible that I've mentioned before. I wanted to reduce it even further, and so I deliberately just simplified the language so that I would have a very small text. Then I used Emacs and some other tools to sort that down to a list of all the words, all the unique words that occurred. Then If you go to the MrKlingon.org web pages, you can probably find, I maybe will add some links later, to UTA Lite, the Universal Translator Assistant Lite that I wrote in JavaScript, because that has a way to create new words. I basically created a rule for Killick word construction. All words had to be constructed of B, U, and R, and I decided how I wanted consonants and vowels, well, only one vowel, to occur, what frequency. And I ran the program enough times to create a list of unique Killick words that were that would match the number that I had from the Genesis text. Then I created a vocabulary for the Universal Translator Assistant and ran the Genesis 11 text through it. What you hear then is basically what's a hard thing to read. I mean, obviously, for humans who aren't used to it, I'm not sure I could do any inflection. So I gave it to a program called SayPad. You can look that up, SayPad. It's a very nice, for Windows, speaking word processor or text processor. It's basically the equivalent of Notepad, but it talks. And you can use that to create a reading of any text you want. So I read the text and I adjusted it, you know, modified the sound to make this kind of deep, rumbly sound, and then I adjusted the tempo so that I could basically get the English version, which I then read kind of on the right-hand side, and the left-hand side in the background you've got the Killick speech. And just to make it a little more interesting, I took a piece I called Space by Guy Tare. Also, there's links in the show notes for that, and I just, you know, ran that as the background track. Someone told me that hearing the piece I did earlier using the Pride of Kanur language, that they found it kind of nightmarish. It's a little strange to run it through the speech synthesizer like that, but like I say, unlike Klingon, which I can read with inflection because I know the language, it's pretty hard to read a big chunk of alien text. So since we're talking about aliens and using computers, I figured it was fair game to run it through that way. That's pretty much what I've got for tonight. I'm looking forward to, as I've mentioned before, the next Republic Commando book that's coming out from Karen Travis. I'm hoping to maybe get a little bit more input from her in future podcasts. It's going to be interesting, and I know the grammar and the vocabulary is going to be a lot more developed in that book. So I look forward to seeing that. And again, if you've got questions, send them to joel@mrklingon.org. Point your friends to xenolang.mrklingon.org. That's xenolang.mrklingon.org. If you've like to, go to Podcast Alley, give us a vote there. Listen to the klingonword.org podcast and give us a vote for that one too. Anyway, we'll see you next time, and thanks for listening.